Happy Friday, y'all. It's your girl, Famous Day. Before I get right into this episode with a Four Rocks member, and yes, I did say Four Rocks, because we do have a lot of questions that need to be answered by a Four Rocks member or somebody, because clearly, if you ain't trading, you ain't doing it right. All right, now, but my deepest condolences go to Lil Durk. Lil Durk is one of my favorite rappers. Also, the reason why I'm saying that is because news just came in that King Von has passed away at the age of 26. God rest his soul. I'm praying for his family. Deepest condolences. This is crazy. Family, friends. I don't even know. Like, all this gun violence and everything going on is just so overwhelming. So overwhelming. Please be safe, guys. Please. And always cherish the moments with your loved ones. Because, listen, he posted 20 hours ago. And, like, he just said, oh, Atlanta, meet me there. But, like, that's the last spot he was ever at. He ain't never come home. It's crazy. So, spend your time with your loved ones. Like, it's really that important that you spend time with your loved ones, no matter what. You know what I mean? Today is never promised. But let's get right into this episode with my homeboy Dre, so we can get these answers for this Four Rocks. Okay. Hey,
how you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good.
I'm glad you didn't have any difficulties?
No, not really. It was pretty straightforward.
All right, that's good. How's everything with you?
Everything's been good, you know what I mean? Just been, you know, living alone, you know, handling my business, building the business, and, you know, still doing my music here and there. And,
yeah, because I'm like, honestly, the last time I seen you is at that studio, like on 149, I think.
Yeah. I still go up there.
Oh, well, I didn't even know you do music, though, because, you know, we went to after school and all that, so I'm like, I don't know if he's still doing music or whatever, but when I see you, I'm like, oh snap, damn, I didn't even know you go here. All right, we back. All
right.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I could edit and all of that. It's okay.
Okay. Yeah. So you probably elite with it by now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I got some little expertise, some skills in it, so I'm all right.
That's good.
So going back to your music, I know I seen you in the studio or whatever. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know you go here. So I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy because I've been making music for years. I've been making music since, like, 15. I've been recording music on a higher level since, like, what, 11th grade and in high school.
But then, in high school you was recording as well still?
Yeah, but it just wasn't as serious. But when I got to college, that's when I like started putting my music out on like on bigger platforms. So like I got on Spotify, Tidal, like all the major streaming services.
But like, oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, like ever since I've been, you know, I still put out music. I just put out a mixtape in June, so like that wasn't too long ago.
Okay.
Street Steez is out now. You can get it on all streaming services. For the most part, I've just been trying to build my capital with the business at hand, what we about to get into, so.
Yeah, we definitely about to get into that. I'm like, is he going to mention it or I'm going to mention it? Like, I've been seeing on the gram, this is really, because everybody's, I guess, in trading. I don't know if everybody's just in Four Rocks or if it's another trade and whatever, but I've been seeing everybody on Instagram or other social, you know, media platforms, and they just promoting Four Rocks. What is Four Rocks?
Okay. All right, so basically, it's Forex, right? Forex is short for foreign exchange. Now, the foreign exchange market is basically the most liquid market, basically, for us to make money in. So, there's different types of markets. There's the stock market, you probably heard of it. But in this specific market, it's different from the stock market. It's basically has more money flowing through it than the stock market. So basically all major banks trade on the foreign exchange market, whether you realize it or not. So basically the foreign exchange market is basically, what we all hear about it, Forex, but it's been around since, you know, the 20s, right? People have been trading on a foreign exchange market since the 1920s. It's just new to us because, you know, been able, you know, to access the information in a proper way, right? So that's really what it's about. It's the most liquid market, the most liquid financial market in the world, where countries trade and they exchange money. There's basically a fluctuation rate that goes up and down, and that's what we trade. We buy or sell based off of the fluctuation in the market, and we make money.
So why is everybody joining? Why did you?
Okay, so when I first heard about Forex, right, it's interesting because I was like, yo, I was working. Hello? Is everything good?
Okay, so yeah, so why is everybody joining, and why are you joining?
All right,
so like, why did you join actually?
Basically, I've been, you know, the first time I heard about Forex was maybe about 4 years ago, right? Somebody had came into like, you know, one of my dorms in college, and they were like, you know, they were talking about it, they were into it, they had been trading for about 2 years, right? But basically, what had intrigued me about it was that you can make money from your cell phone. And literally, basically, start to change your whole entire situation based off the money that you're making from your cell phone.
Right.
So at first, like when I first heard about it, I was like, nah, I wasn't really interested in it. But as I started to see more people do it, I started to wonder, like, you know, like, what is it all about?
Right.
So I had the blessing of being connected with one of my closest friends who, you know, he was one of the first people to bring Forex to my entire college university campus.
Oh, wow.
I went to Hampton University in Virginia. So literally, he started to, you know, they had like a little informational about the Forex market. And then he was like, yo, bro, you got to get on it. So I was like, you know what? Like, I know he wouldn't stand me in the wrong direction. He went to school to be a 5-year MBA major.
Okay.
He ended up not even using his degree, and now he's one of the richest. Well, he's basically the richest person I know right now. So it's just right now I'm just following because I see what it can do for people's lifestyle.
Right.
Me, the amount of time that I've been in trading, I've been able to change my life up as well, as far as my income, as far as the way that I live, as far as the way that I you know, I make my income. So it's just an all around experience, right? And then to get into the other side of it, I'm able to help people, right? And it's able to, you know, they're able to make money from their cell phones as well, excuse me. So
right.
it's basically each one teach one system. We're all making money from the financial market, which is a market that, you know, we weren't really, if you want to be technically honest, we're not really even supposed to be in this market, right? We're not,
right.
Nobody wants us to be in this market, right? They want us to work. They don't want us to see the value in, you know, investing and seeing, and basically, not being able to work for your money and letting your money work for you. Because if the
right.
whole world started to see the value in this, no one would go to work.
Right, right. That's true.
But yeah, this is a 1% mindset. Not everyone is going to want to do it. So therefore, like, you know, you have to try to spread the opportunity.
Right, because I see everybody on. Right, I see everybody on social media, especially Instagram, you know what I mean? But everybody was in, like, a couple of people, maybe like 5 people was in my DM asking me like, hey, do you want to get extra money, whatever, even people that I ain't really hear from before.
Exactly.
And I'm like, what they writing me for? So
exactly.
But what my question is it a trust issue thing with jumping into, you know, becoming a member of Forex? Like, how does it go? Like,
all right, so basically when I go about, like, people ask me about it, I always suggest for them to go with someone that they know is trustworthy, someone that they
right.
have seen results, proven results from, and someone that they have seen that, you know, that they have a relationship with. Not just someone that's,
right.
you know, anyone can try to get you to, you know, sign up on their team, but it's all about the mentorship, right? You want to make sure that the person that you're signing up with is not just, you know, trying to get you to join the team. You want to know that they're actually going to build you up and mentor you, right? So me, I'm a P1000 in the business, and what that means
there is we go. That's my
I've impacted over 30 lives, right? So there's 30 individuals on my team who continually make money, and they're continually basically active in my business, right? So therefore, we're all making money together at different paces, right? So all that matters is basically, you know, everyone is making money, right? So when you're sharing that opportunity with someone else to make money, like I said, it's just you not being selfish at the end of the day,
right? So, each one teach one, basically.
Exactly. So
that was also I'm confused because, you know, as well as myself, but my audience and a lot of people that listen to me, they probably want to know as well, what is the levels of, you know, being in this company or this opportunity? Like just a few minutes ago, excuse me, you said that you was what, P150 or something like that?
I'm a P1000. I'm a platinum 1000 leader within the business. I'm a leader.
Oh, excuse me. P1000. My bad. I ain't trying to get your, you know what I'm saying, your level.
I mean, nah, it's not even really, I mean, honestly, like, it's less about the rank to me because at the end of the day, like, whether I'm a P1000 or not, I still know how to go on the market, set up a high and a low.
Right.
I can identify my right trends. I know how to use proper tools and I know how to make money, whether it doesn't matter what rank I was,
right?
Because I learned from the skills that are provided when you basically when you get access. To,
but what is the lowest rank and what is the highest rank and what are the ranks meaning to?
I'm gonna break it down.
Right.
I'm gonna break it down.
All right.
So basically, right, you have the option when you sign up to be a customer, right?
Right.
And that basically just means that you're just gonna basically just be learning from the seven figure information, basically getting the education. And, you know, using the tools to grow your capital, right?
Okay.
And then you have the IBO side, which basically means you're an independent business owner, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you sign up as an IBO, right?
Right.
You're basically, that basically means that you have basically went out and three people, you know, have saw what you have done and they want to do the same thing. They want to make money with you, right? So at that point, right, you've impacted three people's lives and the company will begin to pay you $150 a month. Right, so now you're a platinum 150, right? So now you're starting to develop residual income as well as making money from the foreign exchange market. So now there's two streams of income right there. So now you're building your team, right? You're getting paid every week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or every month for basically making sure that your team is making money because at the end of the day, no one's going to stay in your business if they're not making money.
Right.
They're going to leave, right?
Right.
You wouldn't have 30 people in your business if they weren't making money. People wouldn't be, you know, your business would collapse. So that's just a testimony. If you ever see a leader and they have people in their team, it's because they're making the money.
Right.
No one would stay in a business if they're not making money. They would leave.
Right.
So that's just how that works. And then, right, you move up to the next level. The next level is a P600, which is my last rank that I just passed, right? So that basically means that you've impacted 12 people's lives, right? Not indirectly, but basically the three people that you basically helped and you signed up, either they went and got three more people or however it lines up, you could
go,
however it lines up, it's 12 people that have been impacted by what you have done. So basically at that point, the company will pay you $600 a month. But you have to understand, it's less about, you know, right? You got to understand, when you don't have residual income coming in, 90% of people don't even make residual income. All they know how to do is work for their money.
Right.
When you start to develop a system where money is coming in no matter what, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's residual income. That's money that you can live off of, right? And then you got to understand, most people, when you get the capital, you have to know how to invest it the proper way.
Mm.
So you can be making however much a month. If you're just spending it and you're not investing it and it's not coming back, you just have money that's just going down the drain.
So
like with $1,000 a month, let's say you invest that into the market.
Right.
Now you know how to grow it to 2,000, 3,000, 10,000 because you've been educated, right?
Right.
So that's pretty much it. And then, you know, you move on, right? So now after that, it's a platinum 1,000 when you impacted, all right, 30 people in your business.
Right.
right?
Okay, so each rank, it just keeps going up, and it's based on how many people you impacted in life.
Basically, people that you're helping them make money, you're getting them to see that, okay, like, you don't have to work for your money. You can make money from your cell phone. Right,
and you could do it from anywhere.
You can do it from anywhere in the world with Wi-Fi and literally a cell phone. And it's not hard at all, right? People have the misconception that, you know, you have to post, right? The only reason, right, people have to understand, right?
Right.
You might see the people that you see posting are about 20% of the overall business.
Mm.
It's 80% of the people in the business that just make their money, they make their breach, and they go, literally, they go home. I'm telling you, like.
Right, so that actually brings me to my, sorry to cut you off, that actually brings me to my next question. Like, it's connecting together. So, earlier you said you said the two types of your customer, and what's the other one? OVO?
IBO.
IBO. I'm over here acting like it's Drake. Yo, I'm crying.
I'm crying.
So the second one, do that differ? Like, does it extinguish if you a customer, right? Do you have to go to the meetings, or if you a IV whatever? Sorry, I don't want to get the term wrong, so I'm just saying whatever, you know. But if you in that aspect, do you have to always attend the meetings? Like, explain the meetings to me, because I think that's what people get in, also the misconception as well. Like, oh, if I do this, I'm going to have to always go to meetings. Like, a lot of people may not be comfortable, you know, traveling with other people or not knowing a person, so.
Understood. All right, what you have to understand is, right, when you start to get on these teams, right, it starts to become less of a, you know, people that you're just in a chat with, and it becomes more of a family of people that you're making money with, that you're talking to on an everyday basis, right?
Right.
So you start to look at it like that, right? And you start to look at it and understand that, okay, I'm alone in my house, right?
Right.
If I go to an event, right? Let's say we have a team event in an Airbnb where we're just training and we're crafting up. That doesn't mean the whole time we're just gonna be there, you know, glued to our laptops,
right?
But that means that the motive for the day is to get better as a trader, right?
Right.
By other people that are around you who are better than you.
Mm.
That's something that you want to do. So literally, it's just all about getting better. If you want to get better, the best way to do it is to get next to someone that's better than you.
Right.
So it's just all about mentorship at the end of the day, right?
Right.
If you want to be a good basketball player, right, you're not just going to shoot in the park by yourself.
Right.
You're going to go team up with a basketball team or a group of people who are basically aligned in the same goal to, you know, get better.
You know that. You know that's my sport, so you have to throw that in there, huh?
So, nah, I got a couple more of them for you. I'm ready. I can't wait. I got a couple more sports analogies for you. But yeah, for sure, like, it's not about, you know, no one is forced to come to any events, right? But you got to look at it, right? If you're home, right, and you go on Instagram and you're like, damn, like, they travel. They're in Maryland right now.
Right.
They're on the ocean. They chilling in an Airbnb right now. Like, they're studying, but they're all together. Like, you want to start to be with your family. You don't have, no one's forced to do anything, right? But if you want to make money, you got to stay close to the fire. You got to stay close to people that are making the money, people that are doing what you want to do. So it's just simple, like, with anything. So no one is forced to come to an event. You don't have to come to events. Like, we don't force anyone to post anything. And like I said, the only people that you see posting are about 20% of the people in the business who are independent business owners, right? The rest of the people in the business, like, there's over 500,000 customers, right?
Mm.
All across the world, right? All across the world. This is offered in every different language.
Right.
So it's just like, not only in the U.S. are people trading, but there's conventions in London, right?
Right.
Spain, any country that you can think of, right? It's just, this information has been locked away from our people, right? All we know how, like I said, all we knew how to do from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s was work for our money, right? Work for somebody else, because the main focus was just to, you know, get equal rights, get equal pay, right?
Right.
We're still dealing with racial oppression, and we're still dealing with it today. So most people are okay with just taking a job and, you know,
yeah, like going that comfortable
to the house. Exactly, right?
Right.
Right. I mean, and this is just something that, you know, our people hasn't had access to, and the 21st century has just unlocked a lot of things, and this is just one of the things that has just been a lot.
Right, and I think
one more thing before I let you go. You used to only have, like, if you didn't have $1 million, you couldn't trade in this market.
Yeah.
Right. But now, due to, you know, the 21st century, all you have to do is pay a licensed broker, right, to trade on your behalf. So now it's not that hard to trade in this market. You just have to get educated.
Right.
Right. So yeah, that's it.
I think you mentioning, you know, back in the days and decades ago of how we had to, you know, work for whoever, work for the white man, and now we so comfortable this day and age. I think it comes, you know, I think it comes, like you said, it comes from back then. And I also think everybody's just comfortable. So that's why it may be a little trust issue, like a leap of faith for a lot of people, because it's like, all I know is actually working. You know what I mean? And if somebody's saying, hey, I could get you to work from home on your phone, and you could make this, that, and the third, they're like, hold on, I think that's a scam. You know what I mean? So I think it also comes with the mindset from, you know, how we
listen,
were
making $1,000 a day, making up to, you know, it's making 500, 300, 400, like $1,000 a day is not for everybody.
Right.
Like I said, it's not for everybody. Like, but for the people who it is, like, those are the 3%, the 1%, the people who see that, you know, like, okay, it's not about letting somebody take 8 hours of your day, because after that, you're going to be tired, and then you can't build on what you really want to do in your life.
Right.
You're constantly sacrificing time for money,
Right.
You're never going to get anywhere like that. Right. So
I feel
we
you.
Work 30 years. We work 30 years for a pension, and then we take a pension. Right.
Yeah.
And then in those 20, 30 years, we only made about $700,000. Right. Yes. When you look at the bigger picture now, there's people, there's, my company has made literally over 50 six-figure earners under the age of 25, right?
Right.
All colored. They look like me and you, Spanish, white.
I know that's right.
Majority of them are black. But it's like, we got to understand, right? We got to stop sacrificing our 30 years, because we can make whatever we're going to make in 30 years in 2 years.
Right.
And then what's going to happen after that, right?
So right.
It's just...
Nah, that, I mean, you think... Like, you think deeper into it is more is logic, you know what I mean? It's more logical to actually, you know, jump into this opportunity. But like I said, I think it's more of people mindsets and where they may feel like they're comfortable at in their life, or they may, you know, it's also pride and ego. People are like, oh, I don't need the extra bread, like I got it or whatever.
Exactly.
Or I've been doing okay.
Well, we would gladly give our money away for like some little simple, you know, a blessing loom. You know, like I've seen a lot of people who are ready to invest their money, send $100 to for someone in a blessing loom, and you know, a blessing loom, that's literally a pyramid scheme.
Right,
you have no problem sitting there and sending people money on Cash App.
Right, so right.
Instead of paying for some education that's going to pay you for the rest of your life.
Right, that's true. Because
so
I also
that's the difference.
Nah, yeah, that is the difference. I also seen a post. Oh, some girl, she's actually doing what you're doing. And she stated that, you know, this year I was going all crazy. I was thinking about, you know, flying out for my birthday. But then I thought about it. Why would I? That's the time you guys had, the convention in Atlanta just a few, you know, weeks ago or a weekend ago. And she stated that, why would I, I just realized I got the bigger picture. And why would I actually book my flight to, you know, a vacation when I could actually, you know, learn and get more educated about making my own money from home and doing so and so. So that's why I was like, okay, I get it. Like, I understand. But some people may not have, some people may not feel right with that sacrifice. You know what I mean? That's a sacrifice that she chose to do. So what are some of the sacrifices that you feel like people in Forex.
Yeah.
What do you think the sacrifices are for you and other people as well?
You gotta understand, like, what do you want to do with your life, right? Whatever you want to do with your life is possible through this opportunity, right?
Right.
So now it's all about, what are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to stop smoking blunts for a little while or at a certain time throughout the day so that you can focus for a longer period of time,
right,
develop a skill that can pay you for the rest of your life? Or are you willing to just not sacrifice and stay the same for the rest of your life, right?
Right.
So some of the things that people sacrifice, right? They're sacrificing, you know, like bullshit. I'm sorry, I don't know if I can curse on this.
No, but, you good.
They're sacrificing, you know, bullshit friendships, you know, like friendships
right.
that don't have any value.
Right.
They're sacrificing, you know, sleep.
Right.
For some time. People are sacrificing, you know, jobs.
Mm-hmm.
People are sacrificing different the type of lifestyle that they used to live in order for the lifestyle that they want,
Right.
right? So, what are you willing to sacrifice to get $1 million? Like, that's literally like what that's literally a question. Like, are you willing to sacrifice, bad relationships? Are you willing to cut off the people that aren't helping you or that aren't helping you get a dollar when you need something? Are you willing to cut those relationships off and focus your energy on something that's gonna, educate you? So
Right.
that's literally like something that I've sacrificed myself. Like, I had to sacrifice things that I thought was gonna be there forever, right?
Right.
I sacrificed, a job, right? I sacrificed a car, right? I sacrificed one of my cars. I had an older car and I thought it was my everything. I built it up, right? It was a 1996 Honda Civic, right? Who knew?
Okay.
That would have been someone's everything, right? But it was
Right.
mine. I put a lot of money into it, right? And during COVID, I crashed it,
Oh,
right?
man.
I totaled the car, right? But what that forced me to do was that forced me to lock in, stay in my apartment, get in my bag, right?
Right.
And I was able to lock in, trade, and cop a new whip in the middle of COVID. This was my best year ever.
Right.
Like, so
See?
it's just like you think something is gonna be everything until something greater comes. So it's just like you gotta just sacrifice those little things because you never know what God has planned. Like, God has a lot of things planned. You just gotta be willing to, show Him that you're disciplined.
Yeah, that's
So it's
true.
like that's what it's about.
And this
Sacrifice is
also
a little
helped a lot of people during this pandemic too to realize what they have and what they have to get done, So
Exactly.
that's definitely a good thing. Do you think, going into this business, I know everything is not free, but starting up, what is the process? Is it free or do you would you have to pay,
All right, so think of it like this, right? And this is when, first of all, like, I'm just gonna get this out the window. Nothing in life is free, right?
Right.
Nothing in life is free, right? So whether we're going to college, we got to pay for our education. Whether we're getting on a train, we got to pay to get on a train, right? But we got
Right.
to start to think, this is not just something that we're paying for. This is something that we're investing into because it's going to pay us back. Whether it's
Right.
going to be this month, next month, whenever you get to the concept of really trading and making money, it's going to pay you back exponentially. So think about it like this, right? And when you start to join Forex, right, the startup price is 235, right? And
Right.
if you decide that, you want to stay basically with your team, it's $174 every month after, right? Now, 235 may seem like a lot, right? But you got to
Right.
start to think about it, right? Every month after is 174, and literally 174 is $8 a day. We spend more than $8 a day on, I'm sure most of us spend more than $8 a day on our hair, nails,
Right.
weave, bottles, right? Shit that's not gonna come back and pay us in return.
Right.
So let's look at it, right? When you pay 235, what do you get access to? Right? You get access to educational videos, right? All of these videos that are gonna take you to the next level when it comes to trading. You have access to basically a progressive curriculum. If you've been to school, you know what a progressive curriculum is. It's just something that gets harder over time. So it's just a four it's four separate series of videos that you watch. You can knock them out within 4 days. You can spend an hour a day for 4 days and watch all of the videos. Right? You have access to quizzes, right? You can quiz yourself on the videos that you watched, right?
Okay.
You have access, the second thing that you have access to is a tool called the harmonic scanner.
Okay.
Right? Now, the harmonic scanner is a bank used tool, right?
Right.
Now, it's a tool that basically scans the market when you're not looking. It's like a robot that will call out different trade setups and different trade patterns for you to pay attention to for entries on trades, right? So simply, we copy and paste the numbers off of this tool and we make money. It makes us money for us, right? So all we have to do is just pay attention to it and know how to use it, right?
Right.
And just a side note for anyone that's listening, right? Banks trade your money. They do the same thing they do the same thing that anyone that trades Forex does. We just don't read the fine print when we go to the bank. When we go to the bank, they ask us like, okay, how much do you want to deposit? Okay, they're gonna tell you like, okay, you always have to have a certain amount in your account or you're gonna get hit with an overdraft fee, right? And
Oh, okay.
in the fine print, we don't read it. The reason is because, right, when you leave money in your account, what happens? over a year, they'll give you interest.
Yeah.
0.001. They'll give you like a penny for every $100, right?
Right.
So you got to understand how much of a slap in the face that is. Because what they're doing is they take your money and they trade it in the financial exchange market. The same thing that I do. They take your money and they trade it. You just can't see the money coming out of your account. They have a promise to always make sure that your money will always be there.
Right? That's but crazy. At the end of the day,
everything is electronic, right? So your money can still be there, but they have their financial advisors and their investors doing the same thing that I'm doing, but they're doing it at a way higher pace because they have way more money to invest. They're in the same financial exchange market as me and anybody else on my team, anyone that trades on a foreign exchange market, right? It just so happens to be that they don't let you know that. They don't tell you that they're investing your money.
Right? Yeah, they definitely don't.
We just think that we're getting interest for any reason, and that's not the case. They're giving you interest because they're making money off of you, having money in your account, right? So we have to understand, like, everything is not to be out in the front. They don't want you to know about investing. They don't talk about investing because people start investing, people are going to start quitting jobs. There's not going to be anyone to take the garbage out. There's not going to be anyone to wash the dishes at the diner. There's not going to be anyone to deliver your Uber. People are going to literally start to elevate their capital, right? And it's not going to be funny.
So yeah,
you see the younger generation getting in tune because it's like, this is how you cop a Benz in a day. When you see somebody make an 80K play, you start to wonder, like, damn, how do you make 100 bands in a day? This is how you start to tap in. Like, this is the route.
But do
this
you
the fastest
do
way
you
to make money?
Right, but with Forex, do you get your money, like, say you traded today, right? And you trade today, you get a couple of pits or whatever the terminology is, right? You, excuse me, do you get your money the same day, like, in your account?
You can pull your money. Listen, all right, I'm going to break down the whole trading process. But before before I get to that, I want to drive home this real quick, right? We have brought up the price of Forex, right? Now, you got to think about it like this. You have access to the harmonic scanner. You have access to the educational products. And then the third thing that you have access to is basically the access to the go live videos, which is the seven-figure educators, people who have already made $1 billion in the market. They're basically going to be showing you how to trade, and they're going to be telling you when to get into certain trades. So, right, think of it like this. Think of IML Academy, which is basically the company that I'm a part of. iMarkets Live Academy. Think of it as the best gym in the world, right? You can go to Planet Fitness or you can go to the YMCA, right? YMCA, let's think of YMCA as one of the best gyms, right? Now, in the YMCA, you have the best trainers. You have the best gym equipment, right?
Right.
You have the best, basically, opportunity for you to take your body to the next level as far as working out and losing weight, whatever your goal is, right? You have access to the trainers who have already lost weight. Their body's right, so they're going to help you get your body right. You have access to all of the tools, right? These tools in the gym are not going to be some cheap, flimsy tools. These are the top-of-the-line tools, right? They're not going to be breaking down. They're going to work every part of your body out, right?
Right.
And they have access to the whole gym environment, right? The people that you meet there, right? The friends, the classes, right? So think of IML Academy as a gym. In order to go to the gym continually and basically build your body, you have to pay a monthly fee. If you don't pay your monthly to the gym, you can't go to the gym, right? You can work out at home. But how much fun is that, working out at home, when you know, like, man, if I go to the gym, I'll really, really get a good workout in.
Right.
Like, I've been going to the gym consistently for 3 months. My body looks crazy. I take a month off. Damn, like... So think of IML Academy. Think of IML Academy like this. You're paying a monthly for access to 6- and 7-figure information and access to something that's going to help you grow your capital at an exponential rate, right?
Right. Now,
in order to keep access to these products and tools, you have to pay a monthly fee because everybody has to get paid. The educators have to get paid who are coming on and showing you how to make money daily, right? They have to make sure that your money is not that the system cannot be hacked. Everything has to be set up at a point where everything is legit. So, yes, there's a monthly fee. Educators have to get paid. These are million-dollar teachers who are coming up here and giving you value and showing you how to make $1 million. So why wouldn't you have to pay a monthly fee, right? So think about it. You're investing. When you get to the point where you're making, right, $100 a day, you think you really care if, you know, you have to pay a monthly fee? Because think about it. If there's 20 trading days and you're making $100 a day, you made
$2,000. $2,000, yeah.
You're not worried about paying $174. This is an investment to stay connected to the richest people that you know.
That's true. It's all in the mindset too, though.
It's all in the mindset. You have to develop it. It's a mindset that has to be developed. I wasn't thinking like this when I first started. I promise you I was. But as you start to grow, you start to see how people's lives have changed, like, right?
Now, it's true, though, because
when you see one of your closest friends go from a Corolla to an AMG truck, like, feel me?
That's different.
That's when that is different, when you see it in front of you happening.
Yeah, like,
when you know the light at the end of the tunnel is very, very bright.
Yeah. See, and you have people around you, so it wasn't like a difficult decision for you at first, probably. Yeah, but in the like, you know, you seen people and your mans was telling you at college, like, nah, you really got it, and you probably was like, nah, yeah, let me. And then you seeing that he went from whatever he had to AM, nah, that's different. You get what I'm saying?
And it's firsthand, and now it's like, okay, like, I know what I want. I know what's capable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you start to break it down, right? How much do you make a day at work? Let's break it down. How much do you make a day at work?
Right.
And do you know somebody that can help you make that from your phone a day? So the point where you don't have to get on a train every day.
Right.
You don't have to do whatever you're doing anymore because they're going to help you.
Right.
They know what they're doing. You see them making hundreds of dollars a day. You see them impacting people's lives. You see people joining their business.
Yeah, so that, just like, yeah, especially when you could draw your money from anywhere. I mean, draw your money at any time. So
at any given time, right to your right, pull it straight in Bitcoin to your Cash App within an hour, right?
Yeah,
sell the Bitcoin instantly and get all the money you made off the market. Where can you do that at?
Yeah, do you think it's a lot of learning to do though? Like, would you on your end, like your experience, did you feel like it was a lot of learning?
It depends on what you want to do. My goal was to learn how to trade and become a master trader. That's not everyone's goal.
Okay.
Some people's goal is just to make money in this market. And that wasn't my goal. My goal was to, okay.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, my fault.
My goal was to become, basically learn how to trade on my own without anyone sending me signals, right?
Right.
But I have people, right? One of my closest friends, well, he's not basically that close to me, but he's like one of my friends that was close to me in high school.
Right.
He was able to join my team and literally within a week load up whatever he had, which was $1,000. And now he was able to make $300 basically just listening to what I tell him, right? Over a week, making like $300, $200, right? Every day. So now at the end of the week, he had basically a $2,000 account.
Mm.
In a week, he made $1,000. Listen, just listening and applying. All you have to do is know how to be a copier and paster.
Right.
A lot of us went to middle school, high school. We know how to copy and paste. If you know how to copy and paste numbers into your phone, you can make money in this market. It's not about being educated enough to show the whole world. It's all about knowing how to get your money. And the fastest way to get your money is literally just copying and pasting these numbers into the app that we trade on. Now, don't get me wrong, right? Anybody can trade on a foreign exchange market, right? Anyone can trade on this market. But you got to understand, right? If you're not educated,
how can you make money? Yeah, exactly.
You don't know what you're doing. You're just going to come into the market, and the market is going to slap you around. Literally, you're going to blow every account. You're going to lose more money than anybody that's educated with iMarkets Live Academy because you have no core education.
Right. It's each one teach one.
Exactly. So now you start to see, like, okay, it's not just dumb, okay, trying to sign people up. It's dumb trying to spread the knowledge that, okay, you can trade on your own. But until you have a core basis structure, right, where a mentor is calling you and making sure you're doing your thing, right?
Right.
The mentor is not there to be your mom. They're there to push you to get to the next level because they did this before. They simply just was put in front of the information before you.
Right.
So their job is just to be a gateway to all of the information, all of the money.
Yeah, that's crazy how everybody, like, we now... Like, our generation is now just getting onto this. And I think it really took the pandemic for them to actually understand.
Why everyone thinks it's a scam, because it's like they haven't seen anyone literally, like, you know, they hear about it, right?
Right.
But they have it. They don't really know what's really going on behind, like, you know, they don't see the withdrawals happening. They don't see people pulling money out. They don't see the lifestyle change, right? So it's just like, it's an investor mindset, right? We got to understand.
Right.
The pandemic laid a lot of people off. A lot of people could not make any type of income.
Yeah, that's true.
So this is my only type of income, right? People were saying this is a scam, right? I got something to say, right?
Nah, get it off your chest. That's what we're here for. Nah,
one of my closest friends, he got locked up for scamming when we was in college, right? Feel me? You think he recently just signed up under me, right? You think that I would put one of my closest friends in another situation where he's going to go back to jail? Right?
Right.
If this was a scam, why would I put one of my friends that's basically in a situation where he can't do nothing else wrong in a situation where he could basically go back to prison?
Right.
Like,
of course.
One of my closest friends. It's just literally that simple. Like, and that's just something that I take it to the point where it's like, you got to start to understand. We got to get educated, and we got to stop just talking out of our neck.
Yeah.
What is the difference between a pyramid scheme and a multi-level marketing company?
Yeah.
Let's get into it. I feel like we got to get into that too, because a pyramid scheme is something that you pay money for, right? Which is basically like that the money loom. You cash that money out, and you didn't get anything in return. You were just waiting on hopes and dreams for your money to return.
Nah, yeah, that's a fact.
You didn't get any education. You didn't get any mentorship. You didn't get any value, right? And a lot of people got left at the bottom of that loom and didn't make any money.
At all.
Their money was just sent out, right? So cool. That's the definition of a pyramid scheme. The definition of my company, right, is a multi-level marketing company. There's two different levels. You have the company, you have the customer, and then you have the IBO. Just like anything else in the world, right? Mm-hmm. Just like Avon, the lotion, Mary Kay. There's different MLMs, right? Cutco. Yeah. Companies that basically make you sell their product to other people, but their product can't make you any more money. This product can make you money for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's just being, it's just being more smart about it.
For instance, Mary Kay, they sell lotion, right? And then if you start buying Mary Kay lotion, they'll start sending you lotion to your house for you to sell to people. And now they'll start to give you, like, what, little income for you to sell their lotion.
Yeah.
So now, look at it. You selling lotion to somebody, what can they do with that lotion besides put it on? They can't do nothing with that lotion besides put it on.
Nothing.
If I show you how to trade on this financial market, you could take your phone, open it anywhere in the world, understand the market, understand the charts, make some money from this market, and make two streams of income because you're showing someone else.
Yeah.
With the lotion, you could just put it on. With the knives, or you could do is sell knives and, you know, what, you're going to cut somebody with a knife? Like, you're not going to make no money with a knife.
Nah, that's a fact.
This is learning the financial market, a market that has the most money flowing through it daily, $7.6 trillion and counting. Right?
So, crazy. That's a lot of money.
Trillion. All you got to do is get a little piece of that.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And change your whole situation. So it's just all about getting educated. That's literally all it's about. Like,
It's also you being educated and you actually wanting it. You know what I mean? That's like whatever you put your mind to, you got to always go full force, put the foot on the gas, and then keep going. You know what I mean? So whoever's out there, y'all want to do Forex, holla at Dre. What's your Instagram so they can holla at you?
At steezydre.2. You probably could write it out on some type of way. But
no, definitely have a flyer coming out, so I got you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, family. Definitely look forward to, you know, hearing from some of you guys. If you want to get in tune with the financial market, I've been trading for about the past 2 years. Like I said, I'm 23. I'm a P1000 in the business. I'm from Harlem, New York. Right. I went to school for engineering, but right now, I've been making money from the financial market, literally, during the pandemic. I thank Dave for having me on the call. Definitely appreciate you.
Yes, thank you so much for coming up, because you know I had to get them answers right. Like, hold on. But I appreciate you. Much love.
No problem. No problem. Much love. Peace.